Hey guys, PAX East day one is all done. This is H and I'm chilling. So yeah, yesterday was just chilling around, getting my bearings, hanging out with Donnie, Ben and Mike, aka G Nitro. You might know them if you listen to Game Enthused podcast. They're friends with those guys. And then went to dinner at this cool Vietnamese place called Banh Mi. It was originally a food truck, and now they have a permanent location. I couldn't tell you how to get there from here, but and then we wound up meeting Mike, a.k.a. Assault Suit, and Tiny from Game Enthused there. And then went and hung out at a bar called The Whiskey Priest. Yeah, I mean, I had nowhere else to go, but yeah, that's not really my scene. But, I mean, I was just chilling, talking to Mike, and then when the other Mike, yeah, I guess Assault Suit, and then when G Nitro, Donnie, and Ben got there, yeah, and then, but yeah, pretty much made a semi-early night, cut tail end of the FGCU basketball game. They lost. caught up on street passes, and brought upon today, day one. So, games I've played on the floor, well, of course, my first stop after coat check, was, the Harmonix booth, and first thing I played was the single-player demo of Amplitude, then the multiplayer, oh, actually, before the single-player demo of Amplitude, the first line I got into at the Harmonix booth was the merch booth, and that wasn't even the first merch I bought. A couple t-shirts from the Able Gamers area, and then Rock Band 4 t-shirt and pin from the Harmonix booth, and then I played Amplitude, and then I played the multiplayer demo, which I'm not that great. I guess maybe I just need more time with it. I mean, my blitz skills sure improved, as I got into it. But yeah, after the two Amplitude demos, I'll probably play some more tomorrow. Actually, I'll definitely play some more tomorrow because they're going to have that at the party in the VIP area. But yeah. So after that, Nintendo. I played some Puzzle and Dragons Super Mario Brothers and Codename Steam. Codename Steam was essentially what I played at on the demo. But I really like it. It's interesting. And there was a big announcement yesterday. Will Wheaton will be playing Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, doing the voice. Which divided the internet. then I wound up making, run back to the hotel because I was just getting overloaded. I did stop at Loot Crate's booth and picked up, Anna and Elsa, pop vinyls for my nieces. So yeah, hotel, dropped off some stuff, grabbed some lunch, recharged. Mario Kart 7 tournament. I did not come in last this year! Woo! I actually led a couple races and finished as high as third in a race. But two last place finishes in races, and I finished 7th in my group. But yeah, a couple more indie games. Yeah, some indie games back downstairs. Played some more Centris, which I got the early access, but I hadn't played in a while, and man, they've really done some improvements to it. And cool little puzzle game, Tumblestone, which you're trying to remove three blocks of the same color at a time, and if you remove them in the wrong order, you get stuck and have to start over. But yeah, that was real fun, and it's coming to virtually everything. Steam, iOS, Android, PS3, 4 Vita, cross-buy, confirmed, Xbone, Wii U. But, and I was in line for a game called Just Blocks and Beats or something like that. Nothing but blocks and beats, beats and blocks, I don't know. But I had to go before I got a chance to play so I could get in line for the Gaming with a Disability panel, which was very good. Able Gamers is just awesome. And talking about ways that gaming has enriched the lives of those who, those with disabilities. Just a sense of normalcy, a sense of escape, and some of the things, some of the accommodations, the modifications, made the argument, don't just make them accessibility, make them features. Sean Baptiste from Firehose Games, Harmonix alum, used the example of their game, one of their games, where they had a mode, a one-handed mode. They called it, like, holding my beer mode, where you just play the game with one hand, which also is good if you only have one hand, which one of the panelists does, yeah. But yeah, also mentioning, captioning, not just if you have hearing issues, but also if you have to play without sound. And one of the points I brought up in the Q&A was, adjustable difficulty, which I used Rock Band as an example, of course, with, Sean Baptiste on the panel. And then, of course, after the panel, I introduced myself to Sean. Really nice guy. I told him my Ryan Davis story. And yeah, he's a real good guy. And then grabbed a bite to eat, and then Giant Bomb Line, which I will talk about. Part 2, H out.